Yes, sir.
And we back for the Mock Talk.
You already know what it is. Mock Talk, where we bring to you fantasy basketball, everything and anything fantasy basketball. You know, we are two fantasy basketball guys, fantasy basketball vets, and we're giving you the information you need to go out here and win some money in your fantasy leagues.
Yes, sir. What's been good, bro? What's going on with it, man?
Oh, you know, man, just over here dominating these fantasy leagues, you know, on a regular basis, you know, when I'm not at work and I'm not taking care of the family, you know, just dominating, you know.
The domination is heavy over there.
It's heavy in every league. It's heavy.
Man, what's been going on? Let me see, man. What's been going on this week before we get into this fantasy hoop? Let's see, man. I know people have been telling us to jump into these other topics. Let me see. They got the little federal government lockdown. People not getting their checks. Definitely many over there.
Man, we got people. We got these prison guards not getting their checks. Talking about it's about to start being riots in prison. We got the people who be what's the air traffic people? They not getting paid. Man, look it.
Man, you know our cousin Twank worked for the government. He was just up here, man. For the
Twank
first
not getting time. Paid.
Twank not getting paid. Twank over there said he's been going to work, and he was like, "Man, hopefully they'll, you know, give him back pay." That's a hope, you know. That's a hope. He's working for free right now.
Hey, I got a family, so I can't say just like I'm not working for free. Because I need my check, but yeah, y'all got me all the way messed up.
Imagine having a good, but just imagine having a really, really good job. So obviously you don't want to quit it because you don't know if you're going to get the same kind of pay just quitting your job, right? And you've been there for a while. So imagine you got that, and then they come with the whole, you know, Trump thing and say, okay, yeah, by the way, you're not going to get paid. Government shut down, and you got kids to feed. You got, bruh, you know what I mean?
You got rent. Bruh, that is cold, bruh.
Yeah. Man,
that's monster status right there. That
people been
cold.
Having to take loans, you know, just to, and they got to wait until hopefully they get back paid to pay off their loans. It's many right now.
Man, I've applied for a few government jobs, and right now I'm just happy I didn't get any of them.
Yeah, I thought my job was a government job, and they were like, no, actually, some years ago, we went private. We're not actually a part of the county anymore. Ooh, I'm like, clutch.
Shouts out to the privatization of that your job.
You feel me? Clutch. I need that. Oh, man. What else has been going on, man? Been having this weather. You know, it's crazy California weather, of course, man, with the sun coming out. Then it's been raining. Then it's been sunny. Then it was supposed to rain today, but it was sunny. It was supposed to be sunny yesterday, but it rained, and I don't know what to wear, bro. So I'm going outside with an umbrella and a tank top on.
Man, let me tell you, man. For my job for a living, I do a lot of driving, man. Let me tell you how scary it is to drive in fog to where you can't see a foot ahead of you in a 13 foot truck, bruh. Man, I'll be spooked as hell in the morning driving. No, I just get behind somebody and follow them. I don't care how fast they going. I get behind somebody. I'm just behind them. They are my guide, bro. They are my star.
They don't even know it, but then that y'all moving in unison.
They like, why is this big ass truck on my bumper? Because I need you right now. That's why.
Need you in my life.
Need you.
Oh, man, what else been going on? Oh, of course, you know, the documentary, the RKO's, man, that's kind of controversial. We ain't going to jump into that, but man, that's unfortunate, boy.
Extremely. Yeah, that's unfortunate, man. Feel sorry for everybody, you know, who's been a victim. But I shame those parents, though, for sure.
Man,
you
know? Shame to those. The fathers, though, like, bro, that's your daughter, bro. If you have to burn the house down in order for the daughter, bruh, to come out, bruh, I don't care. Everybody has to come out.
And it's not like these, this is grown, these, they're grown daughters. It's not like the daughters are in their late 20s. You know what I'm saying? They're grown. These are your teenage daughters that you letting. You know what I'm saying? That's a whole different story. You feel me? But, you know, I don't think we want to get into all that, you know?
Right. Man, we right here anyway. It's time for us to, you know, transition into this next segment. All right, injury concerns. What injury concerns you got, bro?
Injuries, man. We had a little bit of injuries. I know one injury. It's not really a big concern for me since this dude hasn't really been doing anything of importance for me in my fantasy leagues. But DSJ, Dennis Smith Jr. being hurt, it seems like this year, bruh, has been injured all year. First it's his back, then it's his wrist, then it's his ankle. I'm like, man, I'm just about ready to release dude, but I just have a feeling once I release him, he's just going to hit fire. I still got confidence in dude, but, man, it's hard to hang on to DSJ right now. I can't lie.
So I have Dennis Smith Jr. in which league is this? I have him in Misfits. So I have him in my auction league, right?
Yeah.
It's like my.
How much did you pay for him?
That is a good question. Damn, you about to put me on blast because I know I probably pay way too much for him.
I drafted him in the fifth round, and I feel like an idiot for that.
Okay, so I'm going to keep it 100. I got it right here. For Dennis Smith, I paid – oh, wait. I ain't hit my team. I hit the wrong team. Okay, here we go. For Dennis Smith, the Samorians paid $10. Okay, I paid $10.
Yeah, that's not as bad as I thought you was going to say.
I mean, there's a lot of people I could have got for $10, though. Let's be clear.
Yeah.
I mean, let's be clear, but it's not as bad as I thought I was going to say, too.
Yeah, I thought you was going to say like 18, 20 or something like that.
But I also, in my Yahoo Public League, and it's, you know, $200 entry for each participant, you know, so it's high stakes. And in that league, he was dropped, so I picked him up. And ever since I picked him up, he's done nothing for me.
Yeah, he was actually dropped in my $50 league recently, and I'm thinking about picking him up, but I'm like, nah, I'm going to let him sit. I'm gonna let him warm up that waiver wire for a minute. So he does some.
So I don't know. Back and forth on him.
Yeah, me too, bro. I don't want to drop him yet in the league. I got him in, but he's making it real easy to do that.
Let me see. What other injury concerns do we have going on lately?
We got Devin Booker.
Yeah, honestly. What do you think about Devin Booker? I mean, before I even get to my opinion, what do you think?
He's a beast, but man, how much has he been injured this year?
He is constantly injured. That man constantly injured.
Did he miss any games last year? I'm not all the way sure if he's missed any games in his past.
Okay, so here's my point about him. I'm sorry not to interrupt you, but here's my point about Booker. I know that he's a killer. I know that he often, you know, fills up, you know, three-pointers, you know, points, obviously, good field goal percentage, assists,
rebounds, steals.
However, it seems to me that he's injury-prone, no?
Okay, so last year he only played 54 games. This year he's only played 31 games, been injured a lot. He's getting there. I'm not going to call him injury-prone yet because he did have two healthy years prior to last year and this year, but, man, he's getting there. He's inching. He's inching that injury prone line.
I'm saying, bro, I'm kind of feeling like, I'm not going to lie, like, for real, next year when it's time to draft and, you know, it's second, third round and I see Devin Booker, I'm going to think first before I just draft him. Like, I'm going to, you know, have that thought process of, do I want to make this move because he might get injured. At some point in the year, you pretty much know Devin Booker is going to have some type of injury.
For sure. I mean, and that's what it's been looking like these last 2 years, especially like this year. It's like it's always something different. Hamstring. Right now, why is he hurt? His back. You know, it's like, man. But, yeah, I can't blame you. Yeah, you got to think about stuff like that. But I will say this. As of lately, after this last pass injury, somebody who's been benefiting a lot from him being out is Josh Jackson. Josh Jackson has been surprisingly good the last week or so.
Do you buy it, though? Is it fool's gold or is it real? Because I've had Josh Jackson before, and he's lit it up for me, and then he'll follow it by, like, a month of just being, like, fantasy trash.
I mean, I'll say this. he's young. He's put in a position where he's probably had, what, like three different coaches just in a matter of a year. So I wouldn't be surprised. Like right now, his stats, he's shooting over 50%. He's averaging almost 2 threes, 17 points, 5 rebounds, 4 assists, 2 steals in the last week. I wouldn't be surprised if he's kind of like finally figuring out the league, figuring out his game, how to play in the NBA, and he starts being a little bit more consistent. I won't be surprised. Because last year, towards the end of last year, he got hot. He got hot, for sure.
Yeah, I had him at the end of last year in the Marcus, in our home league. He helped me win my ring.
I was mad because I drafted him last year.
Oh, okay.
So imagine how I felt when you beat me in the championship with my own guy.
that was my guy the whole year, though.
You know what I'm saying?
You know, but at the same hand, I don't know. He's like a volume guy. I will say that. You know, if you want somebody, give him a look right now. But I wouldn't have high expectations.
Yeah, definitely tamper your expectations, for sure. For sure.
Blazers feed us.
Yeah, man. We're getting straight into it. Who's hot, who's not?
Let me see here who they have as the most added people on the transaction list.
I know there's been a couple of hot people who've been kind of hot lately. Well, Josh Jackson is one person we talked about. I know Kevin Herter. Shooting guard. He's been putting up some nice stats last week.
Yeah, I just picked him up in our home league too.
I saw that. That was a nice pickup because he's been hot. He's putting up a lot of shots. So last week he's been putting up 16 shots a game, playing over 35 minutes a game. He's giving you threes, rebounds, steals, assists. I know when they drafted him, he said that he's going to be Atlanta's Klay Thompson. You know.
I remember that, too. I was thinking about that the other day because I was like, who is this? And then when I Googled him, I was like, oh, this is the dude when they drafted him. They said Trae Young was going to be Stephen Curry. He's going to be the Klay Thompson of the Atlanta Hawks.
Yeah. So, Herter, he's been – I'm not going to say he's been playing like Klay Thompson, but he's been hot for sure.
Definitely. I see Kleber for Dallas been added a lot lately, but I think DSJ going to come back and his value will be over with.
Exactly. I think the reason why he's been added a lot now is because Brer is out for the year. So I guess he's supposed to get Brer's minutes, but even, you know, when he gets minutes, he hasn't put up 2 minutes, you know. Big monster stats like that. Unless you're in the deep league, he's probably going to be a nice pickup for you, but.
You see, Sadaransky dropped that triple double on what was that, like yesterday?
I did see that.
I'm so mad I ain't get my hands on him.
I will say this though. Hold on, let me see. He dropped that triple double, but what did he do to games prior to that though? Because I feel like he didn't really have too many big games prior to that game, and that's what we said. We said that he has his games where he, you know what I'm saying, balls out, but then he has his games where he doesn't do too much.
That's a fact. That's a fact. Let me see here. Who do they have under the who's hot? Of course, James Harden, Donovan Mitchell, Dame Lillard, CJ McCollum. He actually has not been very hot this year. And then just recently, he just started to warm it up. Because I have him in a few leagues, and I've been kind of disappointed until recently.
I'm playing him this week, and he's hurting me. And there's one person too I want to mention too, as far as who's hot, who's owned already in leagues. Andrew Wiggins. I'm not gonna lie, that boy has been hot. He's been hitting threes this year. He's been putting up, man, free throws ever since they fired Tibbs. He's been hot. Yep. Ever since. So he's even getting blocks. Still, he's filling it up for sure. Wiggins is looking like this last week has been looking like a top 2-round pick. These last 2 weeks.
You know who's been solid for a while now? I mean, he's not like doing nothing spectacular, but he's just been really solid for a while now.
Who?
Jordan Clarkson.
Hey, yeah, definitely. Like you said, he's not really nothing spectacular, but he for sure is somebody that should be owned in all leagues. He's going to give you some points. He's going to give you points for sure, some threes. You know what I'm saying? It's just somebody nice to have at the bottom of your bench for sure. I mean, this year alone, he's averaging 2 threes, 17 points in a steal. So,
Of course, my guy D'Lo.
about, you know what I'm saying? My guy D'Lo, D'Angelo Russell, even getting it in this year. He been pretty hot, I think. Definitely, I'm pretty sure he got the Lakers wondering whether they should have traded him for Lonzo or not, if that was a good trade or not.
Definitely, definitely. As far as who's not, who's kind of fell off these last this last week or so? Who do you see as that's kind of cooled down a lot?
In terms of who's not, let's look at some guys. So, Cornette, I know at one point he was killing for the Knicks because they were giving him a lot of time, and then recently he hasn't really been doing much.
And I'm not surprised by that, honestly. I kind of figured he was somebody that was going to eventually fade out. I mean, he was just shooting. He was too hot. He's pretty much like a three-point shooter who's a big. And you're not going to – if you're a three-point shooter, you're not going to stay hot forever like he was. So, I'm not surprised by that.
I think it's just really they have cancer, too, and they can't give both of them minutes. So, at the end of the day, somebody's going to lose out. And like I said before on the previous episodes, you already know cancer's going to get minutes. I mean, because he produces. So, you know, the youngsters are going to have to just kind of sit back and wait until they probably trade cancer in a little bit.
Yeah, yeah.
Let me see. Anybody else worth mentioning for the who's not? Anybody you can think of?
I'm going through some of these guys just to see who's been kind of cooling down. I know the big situation, everybody was kind of hyped up last week when Biombo had that nice game. Two steals, two blocks a week ago from today. And, man, he's pretty much done not much. I mean, he's put up some rebounds and blocks, but I don't feel like that's enough to be, especially in our league, enough to warrant it for him to be owned, you know?
I'll tell you somebody else who's cooled down tremendously is Zubac. Like, Zubac was killing, and then McGee came back, and he still had, like, some value, and the next thing you know, he just fell off the face of the earth.
I will say this. I think what game was that? It looks like he at least took Tyson Chandler's spot in the rotation, it looks like.
All right,
so possibly it looks like he may be able to maybe, you know, get a string out a little bit of value, at least for deep league guys.
Deep league, to be on. Yeah, for sure, for sure, for sure. Okay, so hot take.
And before we get into our hot take, I know we had something, you know, that we was going to talk about. We had it planned out, but there's two things I just wanted to mention real quick. One, boy, does Kyle Kuzma have a Kobe-like mentality, scoring 41 points and having no assist? Like, yeah.
And may I mention, when he hit halftime, he had literally no rebounds, no assists, no steals, no blocks.
He ended the game with just two rebounds. That's it.
But how hard is it to play a whole NBA game, play as many minutes as Kyle Kuzma did? I'm not sure if they went to overtime or not that night, but I know it was close. And to not have any rebounds, any assists, any steals, any blocks, any turnovers in a whole half.
Bruh. Man.
No. In a whole quarter, my bad.
Right. In the whole game, let alone half. That's a whole game he went. And I think that game actually might have been a blowout. I don't even think he really played in the fourth quarter. I see he only played 29 minutes.
Yeah, you're right. I think actually they took him out maybe. He played a little bit in the fourth.
Okay.
He played a little bit, but yeah, they pretty much took him out. But yeah, that guy Kyle Kuzma, man. He put a little bit of weight on him, and he's going to be a problem.
Hey, for real. For real. And another thing I wanted to talk about was I did not realize that Nick Collison played for the Thunder for 14 years. Like, one, it just makes me feel old because I feel like it was just like a few years ago he was playing at Kansas.
A few years ago?
Bruh, that's how it feels
Where
like.
Where have you been a few years ago?
Bruh, that's how it feels like, bruh. I feel like it was just like, what, 7 years ago, bruh, just got drafted. I swear. But the Thunder is retiring that man's number four. And I'm like, it's been 14 years? And he's been with that team for 14 years? That's crazy.
America, get your cousin, man.
That's crazy to me.
14 years ago. Bruh, yeah, that is crazy, though. I ain't gonna lie. Him being with the same team for that long.
Exactly. And it's not like Collison was like a big-time player. He wasn't a role player, and for a role player to stick with the same team in this day and age for 14 years,
Man, that's big.
It says something about the Thunder as well, though, before we go into the topic here. You know, it says something about the Thunder as well as the organization. They look to have some type of to value loyalty.
Right. Yep.
All right. Yep. So let's jump into it, man. We got to jump into it. Luka Doncic, Rookie of the Year, is looking like sensation.
Hands down.
Killing, coming in, murdering. I just been in awe watching him. I don't know. I think Atlanta is very – I know that they're happy with Trae Young because Trae Young surprisingly has been playing pretty good to keep it all the way.
Especially as of late. It's like he's finding his niche in the league right now. He hit a wall a few weeks back. But these last few weeks, he's been real good, pretty efficient, hadn't just been launching up threes from 30 feet out. He's been playing pretty good.
However, I know deep down Atlanta is biting their nails because they know that they should have just kept the pick and drafted Luka Doncic.
Yeah, I will say this, though. I feel like this is something that is going to be time will tell because they did get a draft pick out of it. And you never know who that draft pick could be. So this year, if they end up drafting next year's Rookie of the Year, you know, with the pick they got from Dallas. Dallas
pick is not going to be a lottery pick, I don't think. I think after next year, Dallas is going to be in the playoffs.
They get Dallas's pick this year, though, right? The draft coming up, I think. They get Dallas's pick.
Is it this year?
I believe so.
Okay.
So if that ends up being an all-star, I mean, you know, somebody who's Rookie of the Year, one of the best rookies in that draft class, if they can do that. And if Trae Young ends up being, you know, pretty much, you know, keep on progressing and being a decent player, I can't say that Atlanta will be all the way mad. But, I mean, just as far as being the best player, they definitely didn't draft the best player in the draft.
Okay. I think I can understand. That's a good perspective and that I can understand and I can definitely respect. I still am on the side of I think that they messed up, but I definitely can see what you're saying in terms of, you know, we'll see what comes out of the pick. But as of right now, Luka Doncic is just murdering it.
Yes.
And let me see here. I'm going to use my draft and AOB as the measuring stick. So I got him in the 7th round, right?
Okay.
And I got him.
Ahead. Oh, you drafted him?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I was going to draft him in the Marcus, but, you know, I showed my brother Buckets a clip on Luka Doncic. And we was watching.
So you the reason.
I kind of feel like I'm the reason.
Man.
I kind of feel like I'm the reason. He said it's not true. I'm going to put it out there. I think I'm the reason.
You're the reason. You for sure the reason.
That he already felt that he was on him. But, yeah, man, I was the guy who was on Luka, man. Let it be said, man. And you know, I drafted him ahead of guys like, let's see. I drafted him behind Ibaka, Jaren Jackson Jr., and Brooke Lopez. And I drafted him ahead of guys like Evan Fournier, Andrew Wiggins, and Jeff Teague. When you look at Doncic, let me ask you, who would you rather have, Doncic or Kyle Kuzma in fantasy?
Oh, Doncic, off top. He's giving you everything. Like I just said, Kuzma just had 41 points and nothing else. Okay. Now, that 41 is nice, but Doncic is going to give you rebounds, assists, steals, threes, free throws. He's going to give you everything.
Okay. Just real quick, we're going to run through them. Doncic or Randle?
Ooh, that's a tough one. I know Randle has been a beast this year.
Yes, sir.
Man, I don't know. I have to say that's like a draw for me. I can't say which one I would really pick.
I'm going to go Doncic. But I love Randle, but I'm going to go Doncic. Doncic or Zach LaVine? Healthy.
Zach LaVine healthy. Has – oh, healthy, okay. There you Zach go. LaVine. There you go. Because I was about to say healthy. He has not been really healthy. Man, I might have to go with Doncic.
Doncic or John Collins?
Doncic. I think, first of all, too, what we got to do, I think we got to try and figure out how to say his name. Because you saying Doncic, I'm saying Doncic. I think we both don't know how to say
Hey, but name. See, that noise that you make when you say it, I can't even say that, bro. So we just so
Doncic.
Hey, like I know he Luka, though. I went to school. Hey. Shout out Luke from the 30s, bro. You feel me? I went to school with a Luke. So I can say Luka. You feel me? Yeah, I went to school with a white boy, Luke, from the 30s. So I can say that. But, you know, we working on the Doncic or the Doncic or the Donk. Hey, man, look.
We're working on it.
Say, man.
We're working on it.
Working on it. Let me see. My guy, Luka's Lounge or
Let me see. Luka's lounge off Grant or Tatum.
I might have to go with Doncic. Luka.
Let me see. Luka or Aiden.
I'm gonna have to go with Luka. And now his stats are in front of me right now. I'm looking at his stats. I'll go back. I'm taking Luka over LaVine for sure.
Luka or Blake Griffin?
Oh man. That's a tough one. Because Blake has been getting it, but there's some games where Blake gets no rebounds. I'm like, how is that possible? And you're there four.
Did you see when he got two rebounds the other night?
He's been doing, yes. Yeah, I've seen that.
But I don't understand how you can be that tall and only, like, have the ball go above your head that many times in one day and come down below your head and you not grab it more than two times, bro. That don't make sense.
None, bro. Like, I understand you got Drummond over there soaking up all the boards, but, man, come on, bro.
All right, real quick. Just okay, so we can wrap up. Luka or Jrue Holiday?
I'm going to say Luka.
I'm going Jrue Holiday. I'm sorry.
I haven't seen what Jrue been doing this year.
Jrue's been killing. I can't do that. Okay. Luka or Bradley Beal?
Oh. I'm going to say Beal.
I'm going Bradley Beal. Luka or Klay Thompson?
Luka.
I'm going Luka. Luka or Capella?
I know Capella's been playing this year. He's been having a nice year, but I'm going with Luka.
I'm going Capella. Luka or McCollum?
Luka.
I'm going Luka. Luka or Donovan Mitchell?
Mitchell's been hotter as of lately.
Somebody just offered me Mitchell in this league, in AOB for Luka, and I turned it down.
I probably would have turned it down too, but I will say Mitchell. As of late, I would say Mitchell. On the whole year span, I'll say Luka. But Mitchell has been turning it up lately.
Luka or Ben Simmons in fantasy? Remember, because I know you don't like Ben Simmons' game in real life, but
Luka.
You're silly.
I'm going Luka.
You're
Luka.
Silly.
Luka's gonna give me
America. He's silly.
How? Ben Simmons triple doubles are cute.
Stats.
But do you see Luka's stats?
But they don't even compare on a year. This man Ben Simmons is like second or third round on a year.
Let me see. Let me look at Ben's stats real quick, man. Let me see. Because Luka right now in the year is averaging 20 points, 5 assists, 7 rebounds, what, 2 threes a game?
Bro, so okay.
5, what is that? Almost 5 free throws made a game?
Let me find Simmons real quick. Okay, so Luka Doncic on the year is averaging 20 points, 6.7 rebounds, 5 assists. A steal, 2.4 threes. Simmons is ranked 26 on the year. Luka Doncic is ranked 45 on the year. Ben Simmons averages 16.5 points, 9.1 rebounds, 8.1 assists, 1.4 steals. So he doesn't average the threes that Luka averages.
Or the points.
The points, he's about 3.5 points below. However, he's almost averaging a triple-double.
He is, but look at Doncic is only averaging what? 2 less rebounds than him, and what?
That's what? A lot. That's
3
a
less
lot,
assists.
Bruh.
3 less assists. And on top of that, he's giving you threes also, that's and like, free throws.
That's like saying Ben Simmons is only averaging 3.5 points less. And outside of that, he's averaging more rebounds, more assists. He's averaging more steals. He's averaging more blocks. He's averaging more blocks, more steals, more assists, more rebounds. 3.5 less points. Of course, he averages less three-pointers.
A higher pick-up percentage.
He averages one. Simmons shoots 57%.
He should. All his shots is 8 feet
in. Either way, whether he shouldn't. Fantasy doesn't consider what should and shouldn't. Fantasy just knows 57% is killing.
Facts.
Killing.
Facts.
And Luka shoots 43%. Like, come on, bro. Come on. Oladipo. Here's the line. Right here. Here's my line in terms of what I'm not going to put. Ooh, I'm not going to lie. I might have to take that back because Randall was 34 on the year and Luka's 45. I might have to re-examine putting Luka over Randall. Here's my line. Luka's not going over Collins. Luka's not going over Randall. I'm not putting Luka over I will put him over LaVine because he's less injury prone. If they're both healthy, I would rather go LaVine, a healthy LaVine. I'd rather go with, let me see, all them dudes and above. to be honest with you. Oladipo, Simmons, and everybody else above. To me, the question is Fox or Luka? Last one.
Man, Fox has been killing this year, but fantasy-wise, I'm going with Luka. I'm going with Luka. Luka's giving me those threes, rebounds, the points, more points. Fox is going to give you more assists, more steals. Field goal percentage is not that far off. I'm going with Luka.
I had somebody just offered me Fox in this league, too, and he's ranked higher than Luka. But I'm sorry, I got to go Luka. But, yeah, everybody else in terms of the DeRozans, Drew Holidays, Kemba Walkers, Bradley Beals, Westbrook, Irvin, Lillard, Curry. I'm not putting Luka above none of them, though.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I did say Luka over Holiday. I take that back. I'm looking at Holiday stats.
Yeah, for sure.
I'm for sure going with Drewskis.
Right, but just the fact that we're having this conversation, what does that say about Luka?
And his rookie year too.
Killer.
Hey.
Another Mark Pup.
Wrapped up. This is our third episode, man. Keep on tuning in with us. Like I said in previous episodes, we're going to be doing this year-round, all year, every week. We're going to give y'all an episode of Mock Talk, man. You know, we here to stay, man. This is going to be something, like I said, we're going to be doing consistently. Man, thank you for tuning in. Keep on tuning in. Subscribe on Apple. Whatever you choose to use, man. Subscribe, tune in to us, man. We appreciate the support on the love, man. Appreciate it.
And we out. Had in the past, tables will turn quick, can't make another hit. I refuse to lose, told my team we gotta make it. Went from missing loan payments to laughing at bank statements. A couple loans got me feeling better. I treated like it's forever, gotta get it. Now I'm trying to get the bands. Mariachi, cut the sample on my grill. Body, and lots of long tears, yes, peeing in the morning. And I'm shining like a song, you should have seen the niggas come. See me coming, get the bands. Mariachi, cut the sample on my grill. Body, and lots of long tears.